going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, good morning to you. It is Wednesday morning. Another beautiful start to the day out there. Maybe a little bit on the chilly side when you go out the door, but going to be a great recovery. Glad you're with us this morning. And wow, what a beautiful day it was yesterday. Did you get out and enjoy that, Kim St. Ange?
A little bit. Yeah. Did you?
I did.
What'd you do?
I did a little bit of yard work. Sat on the back porch and had a beer with a good friend and just kind of chatted about the world and solved all the world's problems and went to bed. It was perfect.
Wow. Are you going to tell us the solutions here?
Well, I talk about him every morning. We were talking about this Garcia guy. We were talking about the tariffs and the fact that the stock market, of course, jumped back up through the roof yesterday. All more evidence of the complete temper tantrum overreaction by the stock market to this entire controversy. This morning, the lead story, I don't know if you heard this at the top of the hour and on the Gordon Deal Show, the lead story is Donald Trump is not going to fire the Fed chairman after all. Mm-hmm. Well, it was fake news to begin with that he was ever going to fire the Fed chairman. He disagrees with the Fed chairman. He's made that clear since the campaign. And, the market responds to Trump correcting the fake news, which is part of what drove the market down on the suggestion somehow that Donald Trump was going to interfere with the independence of the Fed.
So I didn't see the initial post, but I heard on the Gordon Deal Show them referring to some sort of post that Trump had made via True Social, and it said more or less Jerome Powell's firing can't come soon enough.
He needs to go, I think is what he said. And he's absolutely right. He does need to go. They need to replace him with somebody. Peter Navarro would be a better choice than the guy they've got in there. The problem is it's not just the Fed chair that makes these decisions. It's the Fed board. And I'm listening to the conversation this morning on the way in with some Wall Street Journal reporter, or maybe he was a Hill reporter on the Gordon Deal Show, suggesting that this is going to threaten the independence of the Fed. There is no independence of the Fed. That's fake news. That the Fed has been political since its inception. Do you understand that? The reason the Fed was created in the early 1900s was to ensure that the bankers could continue to control the country without interference from the politicians. It's not about independence. It's not about independence to secure the money supply. It's to secure the fortunes of the Rothschilds. You just need to understand that. There's a book out there called The Creature of Jekyll Island, and it's a 600-page read, and I know most of you won't read it, but it would be well worth your time if you have any questions about what I just said. It's the truth. It was created to the rich get rich no matter what. That's always been the case. And one way you ensure that is by loaning money. And the people that control the money supply are always going to be the richest people in the world. If there are wars, they get to loan more money. If there's a depression, they get to loan more money. If you have a trade deficit or you have a huge debt, they get to loan more money. They make money at every turn. So to suggest that the Fed is not political is nonsense. It's chicken crap, and it just drives me crazy. You know, Janet Yellen was one of the most blatantly political Fed chairs ever, and it's almost like our last attorney general. These are people that were supposed to be in positions of high power, and then he didn't make it onto the Supreme Court, so he got named and became one of the most partisan attorneys general in our history. And Janet Yellen was the head of the Fed, and when she left that job, she went to work for the Biden administration. So she's a political, left-wing political animal, and so is the Fed. There's no doubt about that. I know Jay Powell is a Republican. He was appointed by Trump to begin with. That doesn't make the decisions by the Fed board not political. The decision to cut interest rates three times before the end of Joe Biden's term was a political attempt to keep the party in power in power. Period. So they don't like Donald Trump. There aren't going to be as many wars with Donald Trump as president. Wars need financing. Bankers don't make money when there aren't wars. They don't make as much money if there aren't wars. So it's a complicated issue, but it can't be boiled down to simple sound bites. It just can't. So I don't know. So when I say we solve the world's problems, I'm just like, so he was never going to fire Jay Powell, but the fact remains that Jay Powell needs to go, and so do a bunch of the other directors from the Fed. It's true. So
there you go. Let's see what happens with this. This has been so much back and forth. I feel like I'm sitting on a seesaw, and every day it just goes the other direction. So you're just waking up waiting to see, oh, how will the market respond today? Oh, what will be said today?
Yeah. I had a conversation yesterday as well with a friend who is pretty well connected, and he's got a lot of very rich friends. And his very rich friends are concerned about the tumult in the markets. And they're now questioning whether or not Trump's tariff move was a good one because of all the money that's been lost in the market. And I'm like, yeah, but you've only lost money if you've sold it when it's down. And it's not comfortable to look at the balance, but then you have a day like yesterday where everything went back up. So the smart people are selling a high and buying low, not freaking out and selling when the market goes down. And when it's back at 45,000 6 or 8 months from now, everybody's going to look back on this and say, wow, why did we panic so much? I'm convinced of it.
I understand a little bit of the concern. I mean, like you said, you're not losing unless you're trying to sell. Now, there are people who are going into retirement, teachers who are planning to retire at the end of this school year, and they're panicking, looking at this, like, how long is this going to take to go back up? So this certainly does impact people. I understand the concern. Now, do I think that we need to be freaking out and thinking this is crazy? No. So I'm kind of in the middle. I understand the concern. It's still a little scary, but I still wholeheartedly trust that Trump knows what he's doing, and this ultimately will work out for our benefit, and we have to just ride this out.
Well, I also found out some more information yesterday about the changes to Social Security that Joe Biden signed right before he left office. And there's a reason that we're bankrupt in this country. You know what I'm saying? There's a really good reason why we're bankrupt in this country, and that is we do stupid things. And what they've done here is a very wasteful and stupid thing, in my opinion. So we will we'll delve into that coming up here in the next segment. It was stupid. It was what it was. I'm not quite sure why they did it, but I'll tell you about it here in a few minutes. First of all, Ethan Bright in studio this morning with us. And Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
They've taken for granted they're always going to be elected. And I guess in certain areas they will. for whatever reason, but their constituents are suffering big time, and this is an atrocity.
Yeah, Charles Payne criticizing Democrats for prioritizing illegal immigrants over United States citizens. You go, Charles.
I'm not here to really advocate for one person. That needs to happen in court.
You went to El Salvador. Now you're saying it's not about him. Of course it's about him.
Due process.
You went to El Salvador
for
a political stunt.
Oh, Laura Ingraham just eviscerated this Democrat congresswoman who just got back from El Salvador, who claims it's not about one guy. Wait a minute. You went to a foreign country to talk about due process? Are you kidding me?
Welcome to El Salvador, home to breathtaking sunsets, world-class surf breaks, and gangbanger Kilmer Abrego Garcia.
One of the greatest trolls of all time. The National Republican Senatorial Committee has released its own El Salvador tourism ad to help Democrats better understand what's going on here.
We've seen huge associations with myocarditis and pericarditis, with strokes, with other injuries, with neurological injuries. And this was clear even in the clinical data that came out of Pfizer.
Yeah, that was RFK Jr. yesterday following up on his questioning once again of why children were forced or encouraged to take the COVID vaccine.
Well, they're still encouraged.
I think it's like six months
after being born, you are told that you should get your child the vaccine. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Remember the hysteria when I had the governor, Mike Parson, on here during COVID, and he stated the very obvious fact that children might get COVID, but they're going to recover. And it's ridiculous for us to insist that these children have the COVID vaccine. And the left lost their collective mind. His PR person wouldn't let him come back on my show for a while because of what he said. I didn't say it. He said it. But what he said was the truth. It was the truth that doctors are looking at this stuff and wouldn't even admit it, that it was the truth. Why were we giving COVID vaccines to children? Unless you knew that they were at the highest risk of morbidity for some particular health reason, there was no reason a perfectly healthy child. They were the least affected in every category by that first big round of COVID, and everybody knew it, but we weren't allowed to say the emperor had no clothes. It was stupid. And thank God RFK is calling him out on it. He did a lot yesterday. We'll talk more about that this morning as well. So we got plenty of stuff to get to for you here. I promise you that. It's all coming up. We got Kim on a whim here at the bottom of the hour as well. But first, let's get to our national anthem. Who we got, Ethan?
We're going with Miss Whitney Houston this morning.
Nice.
Thank you.
So, Kim, I found out some interesting information the other day. I already had a really good idea why Social Security is going broke because of the craziness of that system. Do you know?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
That under Social Security, this is just sort of a side note here. I learned this when I was in the securities industry. Under Social Security, if let's say a woman who is makes a lot of money, made more money than her husband, got married four times, okay? And she was married to each guy for at least 10 years, right? But she's married four times. Mm-hmm. each one of those husbands would be eligible at their Social Security age at 62 would be the earliest to take one half of the Social Security amount due to the ex-spouse upon turning 62. Like you could file and start receiving half of that other individual Social Security amount. But it wouldn't affect the other individual Social Security amount. So the wife would still get her full Social Security, but all four of her ex-husbands could file for and receive an amount equal to half of her Social Security amount. This is why we're bankrupt. Why do we have a system like that? I don't understand it. It's crazy, right? So then this windfall elimination bill gets signed by Joe Biden back in January, right before he left office. And my mom, who's a retired teacher, finds out that all of her friends are getting big checks from the Social Security Administration. She said, I would like you to look into this. And I'm like, okay. So I did. My mother has never had she never paid into Social Security enough to earn a check from Social Security. She was always a teacher. She paid into a teacher's retirement system. The whole windfall elimination thing here, the idea was to, if you're getting a state pension from teachers, you don't get one from the government as well. That's why it was put in there in the first place. My mom never paid into Social Security. My dad did. But when my dad passed away 13 years ago, they told her, you don't qualify for any of his Social Security benefits because you have a teacher's pension. This windfall elimination bill that Joe Biden signed in January reverses all that. And now suddenly my mom's friend just got a check from Social Security for $30,000 transferred into her account overnight, and from this point forward, she'll get a Social Security check of over $2,000 a month.
Wow!
Starting this month.
So was it a similar situation with the spouse?
Because her spouse died years ago, and because she had a state teacher's pension, she was not allowed to continue receiving a portion or whatever she would have been subject to for her husband's Social Security. And because of that, she can now go back and file for it, and they just sent her a check minus taxes for $32,000. Now, God bless her. That's a windfall. But she's getting a benefit she never paid into, and her husband has been dead for a long time. Now, my father's been gone for 13 years now, but apparently we finally were able to get a meeting with Social Security on May 5th. And we're going to go in and ask him whether or not mom's eligible for this benefit. We don't know the answer to that. But based on what happened with her best friend, my guess is she is. This is why the system is going bankrupt. I would love to know a national figure of how much money this is draining right now from Social Security. I don't know the answer
to
that.
Well, and that's really what Doge was doing. But then you hear Elon Musk is now saying he, as of next month, plans to take a step back. I don't know if it's because Tesla is having such a hard time, stocks are falling. Who really knows the actual reason why he's supposedly saying that? He's obviously received a lot of pushback. I'm sure he's getting death threats all the time.
I think they're making more out of that than deserves.
You think it has nothing to do with the pushback he's received?
He said all along, I'm going to go in and set this up. I'm going to set it up in each agency, and then my work here is done. This is not a long-term job.
But who's heading it up then? It wasn't like 20-year-olds who were working 80 hours a week for free?
He had a few people on his staff that were younger, but he also had a bunch of very experienced business leaders who were on his staff. People had run hedge funds and other things, billionaires working for him as well. So it wasn't all him. The left is going to take credit for taking him out, which is wrong. Yesterday, I was looking at the details. We're going to have another Protecting Your Retirement educational event coming up in May. But before that, you don't have to wait. You can go meet with my friends at Retirement Advisory right now. They'll probably get you in this week. I don't know for sure. I don't know what their schedule looks like, but they will personally meet with you for free and tell you all of the stuff that they talk about when we get together for one of their education get-togethers over at the Frontenac Hilton, because it's not brain surgery. What they do is set up structured income plans, and they protect your life savings. The people that already work with Retirement Advisory haven't lost a dime in the ups and downs of the stock market recently. They haven't. If the market goes down, they don't lose money. If the market gains over the course of the year, they take advantage of the upside. It's pretty simple. They'll explain it to you. But if you are in retirement or you're 59 and a half, you have an opportunity to protect that nest egg from these up and downs in the market. All you have to do is call them. They'll meet with you. One office, family-owned, family-run. Bob Kershaw, Tammy Kershaw, and Thomas Helbig will take care of you. Tell them Mark Cox sent you when you call over there. 314-993-9494. 993-9494. It's pretty easy. And you can also schedule your appointment at retirementkey.com.
Who has the most five-star reviews in St. Louis? Is the Post-Dispatch Window Retailer of the Year, J.D. Power Award winner 5 years in a row, and has the nation's best warranty coverage? Renewal by Anderson, that's who. Take advantage of our great April sale. Buy one window, entry door, or patio door, and get the next 50% off with zero payments and zero interest for 12 months. Check it out at rbastl.com or call 314-332-1924. Renewal by Anderson, a better way to a better window.
Are you tired of feeling sick and tired? I'm Dr. Nick Barnes of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Our simple five-step approach aligns your health naturally. We correct spinal abnormalities to maximize nerve supply, focus on pure and simple nutrition, exercise and oxygen, mindset, and minimizing toxins in your body. Transform your health today with Health From Within, conveniently located on Manchester in Rock Hill, or online at healthfromwithinstl.com.
Truth, justice, and the American way. This is the Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim on a whim.
Chances are, if you get emails regularly from the St. Louis County Library, which I'm assuming some of you do, especially if you have kids or grandkids, then you likely would have received this email the other day. And it's talking about the YWCA Metro St. Louis 21-day Racial Equity and Social Justice Challenge. Have you ever heard about this?
No, I have not.
The YWCA started this back in 2019, and what they do for the month of May, so you too can join in on the fun. In fact, I am when I tell you about this, I'm tempted to register just so I can see the ridiculousness of what they're wanting me to do. So basically how this works is they give you daily challenges, when that could be something like, you know, reading an article, listening to a podcast, and there's different topics every week. It's kind of like a virtual book club, because then once a week they want you to come together and talk with others about what you learned. They want to help people learn about injustice. They say they want to foster understanding and identify ways to dismantle racism and end discrimination.
I'm not going to name names, but one of my former coworkers works for the YWCA. Now I wonder if she had anything to do with this. I don't know.
I mean, it's been going on for some time.
It's
not
nationwide?
Just in fact, I'm glad you said that, because I was trying to find some sound. Channel 5 did a whole story about this back in, I think, 2021, and they talked to the former head of the YWCA. But the good soundbite that I found was actually the head of the YWCA out of Ohio. Listen to this.
The 21-day challenge is a great way to inform and educate yourself as a citizen of our country, as an American, but then also quickly as a leader in our community. In all reality, most organizations, not only in Cleveland, but across our country, are led by white male leaders. And if we don't have a deeper collective understanding of these issues and challenges, there's no way we can help transform our organization's understandings and actions, let alone the opportunity that our society has to really deal with racism and the challenges in and around equity. So if you're a white leader, male or female, and you feel like you need to learn more about these issues and challenges, I'd really encourage you to experience the 21-day challenge.
Mark, shame on you for being a white male. Do you have anything to say for yourself? Do you feel like you need to learn more?
Kim, I'm just so overwhelmed with the guilt. I blame my parents for being born as a white male. I think they need...
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
To take more responsibility for what they have thrust upon the country.
What do you think would solve that? I mean, how do you reconcile your
counseling, drugs? This guy's an idiot. Just a complete idiot. If you don't go out and sacrifice yourself and, you know, because you just can't understand what other people have gone through, then there's no way your organization's going to be fair. Give me a break.
You want to hear what the topics are for this year? It sounds they change them every year.
I'd love to know, please.
So the first week, it sounds like you'll be learning about the age of misinformation / disinformation. The age of misinformation deeply affects racial justice by spreading false information, biased stories, and reinforcing stereotypes that shape public opinion and policy. That sounds like a fantastic one. The next week, interpersonal racism. The following, American Dream. This topic looks at how systemic racism impacts access to the American Dream for people of color, focusing on obstacles like economic inequality, housing discrimination, and access to education. Racialization of crime. The racialization of crime refers to how racial biases and stereotypes affect people's perceptions of crime and shape criminal justice policies. So, a fantastic set of different topics that you can learn about and then discuss every single week with other like-minded people who are also feeling really guilty as they should about their whiteness, especially all you men out there. How dare you?
Well, you know, it all feeds into the thing a couple years ago, the emasculation. Remember the male, the toxic male that they talked
male
about?
Toxic masculinity. That's what it was.
Toxic masculinity, yeah. A few years ago. That was sort of the beginning of it. You needed to tone down your toxic masculinity. That we need to emasculate men in this society because they've been in charge for too long. That's been the attitude, and it continues with this whole white guilt thing that you need to somehow feel guilty because you don't have the lived experience of somebody who's not a white male. Give me a break. I don't. That's the biggest bunch of gobbledygook psychobabble I've ever heard in my life.
When does this end? Because when was George Floyd? Was that 2019?
I think so.
I believe it was. So this was birthed, if you will, out of that, I believe, when the country as a whole kind of was at odds with each other, and it was this whole racial justice
movement. I would argue that it went back further than that, maybe Ferguson.
Well, I agree it went back to Ferguson, but this started in 2019, and that would have been years after.
The YWCA program started in 2019?
The 21-day racial equity and social justice challenge. It sounds like the YWCA St. Louis is planning to have its facilitated discussions on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Check your calendar, folks.
Wow.
Make sure you clear your schedules at that time.
Wait a minute. That's this morning.
Shoot, you're right. No, but you're right. It would be this morning. However, this doesn't start until May.
Oh.
And remember, you have to register for this. They want your information because they, too, want to be able to see who's interested in dismantling racism.
The whole Matt Walsh thing and go on and just pretend
wear a
to
wig
be a woke
or something.
White male. Wear, yeah, yeah.
Do you know how amazing that would be if you actually did that? You really should.
Where I just wear a pink shirt and go on and
wear a shirt and dismantle racism.
Emasculated as possible. And not offend anyone.
It's just crazy that they keep. It's crazy that this is still going on, and I don't see it dying down anytime soon.
I don't know, Ethan, maybe we should look into this. You know how there are, you hear those ads all the time that you can cash in your life insurance policy? Like if you don't need it anymore or you're 70 years old and you have a life insurance policy, somebody will buy it from you so that they'll benefit when you die and you get the cash now at some lesser amount. Maybe, just maybe, there should be a system where we could trade in our white privilege cards and we would receive payment in for that. And then somebody else could use that white privilege card to somehow gain positions in society.
It sounds like a board game. Trading in your card. Do not pass clearly, go. Do not collect $200.
Yeah, it has clearly worked for me over the years. Not.
They have an app. It says that the challenges, the daily challenges, like I mentioned, which are reading an article, listening to a podcast, reflecting on personal experiences, those are posted in the challenge app and website, allowing participants to connect with one another, discover how racial and social injustice impact our communities, and identify ways to dismantle racism and other forms of discrimination. I mean, really, you know, I'm curious about this whole notion of the American dream isn't possible. I understand that if you were born in a very poor neighborhood, crime ridden, I do get that that would be challenging. But you're not going to convince me that the American dream is not possible just because of those circumstances you were born into.
People are convinced that it's not possible.
Well, they are convinced.
They're convinced because generations of their predecessors who have convinced them that the whole system is working against them and you can't succeed. And the reason that you call BS on that is because you see people who move here from other countries where there's abject poverty and they're able to relocate to the United States legally and take advantage of the American dream. I know those people. I know the people that have done that. One of them cuts my hair about once a month. Mm-hmm. She was lucky enough to immigrate here from Russia and didn't come here with a whole lot of money or any prospects. And she and her husband live the American dream. They own a house out in Wildwood. Their child is going to medical school right now. I mean, they have achieved their American dream. Mm-hmm. And they came from nothing from Russia. Landed in this country with hardly anything. And they were able to, you can do it. Mm-hmm. Unless you're told from the day you were born that you can't do this because race,
that's part of the
gender,
problem.
Because of your sex.
They're encouraged to identify as a victim. There's this whole notion of intersectionality. If you've heard that term thrown around in the last number of years, it's this idea of, okay, well, for me, for example, I'm a woman. Okay, well, that's check, I'm a minority in that case. Or, oh, you know, let's just say you're also black. Oh, check, you're a minority there. Okay, let's say that you also are a lesbian. Oh, well, check, you're also a victim there.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
How many, if you had a list of different things that you could check that would make you, you know, a minority, basically, then that makes you the ultimate victim. And therefore, people should feel bad for you. People should give you handouts. And you just simply, there's no possible way that you could be successful. I mean, to your point with the hairstylist who cut your hair, I mean, those are some of the most inspiring stories when people come from nothing and they work hard and they achieve success. And success doesn't have to mean you're a multimillionaire and you're living in some ritzy home. Success means that you have a roof over your head and you have food in your pantry and you have your health and you're happy. I mean, there's just all sorts of ways that you can describe truly the American dream. And this whole thing has gotten way out of hand. So I tell you what, I mean it when I say I'm so tempted to join this challenge just to see. I'm so
off
curious.
These people are.
Well, what podcasts would they suggest I listen to? What articles would they, you know, Ibram X Kendi or whatever his name is? I'm sure they'll want me to read some of his junk.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fascinating. Isn't that great? The institutions out there fighting against you. That's just fantastic. Way to go. All right. We're getting a lot of feedback on this Social Security story I told a few minutes ago. Some people are offended by what I said. So when we get back from the break, I'm going to try to explain this again for the people that don't quite understand what's going on here with Social Security. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned. Back to this Social Security thing for just a minute. I'm not saying that there aren't people who paid into Social Security who got screwed by this windfall elimination bill in that they put in place back in the, when was it, in the 90s or something like that. I'm not saying that. I think that if you paid into Social Security, that you deserve to get some of that money back. I'm not saying that at all. But I've got people on here this morning who are mad at me for suggesting that some of these teachers or these people are not due what belongs to them because it came from their spouse. And so how much should you get back would be the question. I did a little bit of simple math here. I mean, my dad lived 21 years after his retirement from work. And I averaged out what I thought he was getting in Social Security a month over those number of years, and he probably got $400,000 back out of Social Security over those years. Not a huge amount each year, averages out to like $19,000 or $20,000 a year. It's not a huge amount of money. I'm not saying that. But if you paid Social Security and your spouse paid into Social Security, let's say, for example, you paid more than your spouse and you pass away, your spouse is entitled to the higher of those two amounts. Like their Social Security would rise to match whatever your amount was in death. When my father passed away, my mother's monthly income was higher than his because her teacher's retirement plan paid her more than Social Security paid him and even his pension from the steel mill. So I'm not sure that the changes to this plan were really anything more than a payoff to the teachers' unions. Does that make sense to people, like why they did this? So Social Security payments are weighted. And this is the thing that was described to me by my accountant the other day when I got my taxes done. So for people who are lower income and who pay a minimal amount into Social Security, let's say they only barely qualify. They work their 30 or 40 quarters or whatever it is, and they barely qualify for Social Security. So those are generally lower income earners, and the amount that they paid into Social Security wasn't as much as if they were making six figures. And they only did it for a limited amount of time. When they become eligible for Social Security, they'll be eligible for 80 or 85% payout of what they put in. But there's a sliding scale. So if you made six figures for 30 years and you paid into the system, and then you start drawing Social Security, you get a much lower percentage of what you paid in. You're much less likely to get your money back out of it before you die if you're a higher wage earner. So the people that they're going to add back into the system with this windfall elimination tax are going to be getting paid out at that higher rate, and they're going to end up getting a lot more money than they ever paid into it. Don't you understand what people get so angry at me when I describe Social Security as a pyramid scheme. But it is sort of a pyramid scheme, because an inverted pyramid, because at the end of the day, it was never designed to be a long-term retirement plan. That's not what Social Security is supposed to be. Most people would be a whole lot better off if they could have taken the money that they were forced to pay into Social Security and put it in a private investment account over the years. They'd have a much bigger pool of money to draw from. But because the government's forced us into this and continued a program that was intended to be temporary during the Depression, now everybody just expects it. And now there are fewer people paying in than there are being paid out, because the baby boomer generation was huge. And birth rates have dropped. So it's going to go bankrupt in just a few years. And here is another example that's going to speed that up. This him getting rid of this windfall elimination plan now means a lot of people are going to be getting double payments from the federal government, from either a state teacher's pension or a state retirement plan. Plus, they're going to get Social Security benefits on top of that. In some cases, they're getting back money they paid in, but at the end of the day, they'll get back a lot more than they paid in, chances are. And if you're selfish about it, you can say, well, you know, good for my mom, because if her friend got $30,000 transferred into her bank account and is going to get an additional $2,000 a month from now on. Now, she's almost 90. I don't know how long that situation is going to last, but this is also going to impact a lot of people who are much younger and will be drawing that amount for many, many years. So, once again, I see it for exactly what it was, and I think Donna, who I think it was Donna, who put this comment on the Facebook, no, it was Joe, put this comment on the Facebook page. I think it was intended to be a payoff to teachers unions and a lot of unions who weren't able to get this money back. And now they're going to get a whole lot more than they ever paid in, right? I don't know. There's got to be some fairness. And for the teachers that worked every summer and paid Social Security in their 3 months off every year, do they deserve to get some of that money back? Yeah, I think so. But we still have big problems funding Social Security, and none of this helps. It just doesn't. All right, coming up, we'll talk to Nicole Murray. Get you a check of business this morning. Stay tuned.